Ottawa has one of the lowest vacancy rates in the country. The facts are spelled out in a new report by the Federation of Canadian Municipalities. It suggests a solution to offer low-cost loans to developers who could build more units to rent. Steve Pomeroy is the author of that report. He's an independent housing consultant and policy expert. His idea surprised and rather dismayed Ray Sullivan. He's the executive director of the Centretown Citizens Ottawa Corporation, a social housing nonprofit. Both are in the studio with me now. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Now, before we get to Ray's dismay, Steve, can you just lay out why you think that offering low-cost loans to developers would work to solve the problem?
I think one of the problems in the rental market is people don't build rental because it doesn't make economic sense. They can't make any profit. The reason they can't make any profit is because the amount of money you can borrow, you have to put in a significant amount of equity, so the developer's return on equity is very low. You'd be better off to buy treasury bills, Canada Savings Bonds. If you want developers to build, you've got to increase their rate of return, and by providing low-rate financing, which the government can do at no cost, which is key in this fiscal environment, you increase the amount of lending they can get, you reduce the amount of equity they have to put in, they can get a favorable return, and they'll have a stronger incentive to build.
So what's wrong with that idea, Ray?
Well, I have to say that I do applaud any report that calls attention to the lack of affordable housing across the country, and it is important that we do something to try and increase the supply of rental housing. My concern is that if our worry is there's not enough affordable housing, why wouldn't we come up with a public program that creates more affordable housing? And that's not what this one does.
Steve?
That's absolutely true. I mean, obviously, Ray's coming from a perspective as a provider of nonprofit housing that's very concerned and interested in expanding the supply of affordable housing at low rents. And certainly the federal government has recently announced, or last year, announced an extension of the national program that essentially provides funding to develop affordable housing, address homeless issues. I think we would all argue the level of funding is not sufficient. It should be more. But that said, that's already been announced. It's out there. As part of the political advocacy role that FCM plays in trying to bring ideas forward to the federal government, you're kind of slinging mud against the wall and seeing what sticks. Coming forward, FCM has been a strong proponent of affordable housing and has actually been very successful in arguing for the kind of programs that are out there in the past. What they're now saying, and what I've been advising them to say, is that we've got something happening there. We can go and ask the government for more money. In this environment, we're probably not going to get any. So let's change our tack and ask for something else. The housing system has three components, the ownership part, the rental part, and the affordable part. And if one part's not working well, it affects the others. If we don't have enough rental supply, vacancy rates are very low, and there's upward pressure on rents, more people have affordability problems. It's a very, very indirect way to try to manage down the issue of affordability. It doesn't directly produce affordable housing, but it helps to stop it getting worse.
Let me just go back to Ray for a second, because just to understand your argument, you're basically saying that if we give these low-cost loans to developers, they're going to build these big, fancy kind of townhouse-type units or whatever, condos, and it's going to price low-income earners right off the map.
Well, the theory behind this paper that FCM is advancing is sort of a trickle-down housing program. So if they provide public resources and subsidies to above average, more luxury rental apartments, that somehow this is going to free up affordability in the middle and the low end of the market. I don't think that's a particularly strategic use of public resources. It's sort of like sprinkling money all over the housing market and seeing if something sticks and it creates more affordable housing supply. You know, if we're into an age again of government cutbacks and deficits, I think we need to be smart about how we spend public resources, and I think we need to make them targeted. We have examples from the past 40 years of what does work, and in fact, very similar kinds of subsidies from what the FCM paper is proposing, low interest, government-subsidized interest rates that have been made to the community and nonprofit sector that have proved very successful. And in fact, I think the paper predicts that this would be about $2,000 public subsidy to these high-end rental units per unit per year. Well, we as a nonprofit housing provider are getting less than that per unit, and we're providing something a lot more expensive and a lot more affordable to the market.
Steve, that's a good point.
Well, that's actually not quite what we said. What we said was there would be no subsidy and no constraints on the rents. But again, because this is part of a set of proposals to the federal government, Department of Finance, as part of the budget consultation process, and just sort of floating ideas without a great level of detail. So it kind of, you know, maps out a few things the government might want to do. So it basically said, the issue is supply. You want to stimulate supply, you've got to do initiatives that will get developers building. The affordability issue is a completely separate issue, and we're not trying to target affordability specifically through that initiative. However, recognizing that on government benches there are people that sympathize with the arguments that Ray is articulating, and certainly I would agree with as well, of some degrees of affordability, what we said was if they wished in designing the program and they wanted to push rents lower, they could, as an option, provide a very, very small level of subsidy, around about $2,000 per unit, to buy the rates down slightly lower.
Now, the point that both of you agree on, though, is that it's pretty abysmal if you live in Ottawa and you're trying to find a place to rent. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Both of you would say that?
It is difficult, absolutely.
I mean, paint a picture for us.
Well, a lot of people may not realize that 40% of all households in this city are renters. And one out of every five of those people are paying more than half of their gross household income on their rent. That's about the same number of people that are living in poverty in Ottawa, and it's not a coincidence. There's a lot of households that are being impoverished by very high rents, the third highest rents in the country, right after Vancouver and Toronto.
And Ray, you said that there have been some solutions that have worked in the past. So if you're not kind of going along with Steve's report and proposal, what's your plan?
Well, I think there does need to be a mix of programs that engage the public sector and the nonprofit community sector, a sector that we've built up over the past 35 years very successfully, but also things that engage the private sector. They've got capital and resources that should be brought to bear against this problem. The issue that I have with what's being proposed by FCM is they're sort of giving away the store. They're providing public subsidy and resources and not asking for anything in return. So why not say, as a condition of getting this sort of interest rate subsidy, you cannot charge rents that are, say, above the average market rent? That would meet the definition of affordable rent by a lot of programs. What's worked in the past is doing similar things for the nonprofit sector.
Okay. So, you know, Steve, we're running out of time, but I'll give the last word to you on that, about 30 seconds.
Sure. I mean, basically, if you do that, if you suppress rents to affordable levels, you break up the economics, it won't work, you won't build the units. If you want to make them affordable, you need subsidies. Ray's building properties, and they're trying to get very low rents, but they need $100,000 to $120,000 of grant subsidy per unit to get there. So, again, in an environment of fiscal constraint, if your issue is supply, let's push on supply. And we didn't speak about it, but there are two other proposals in the paper that do specifically look at the affordability piece. So this was just one of three.
Okay. Thank you both for coming in. And if our listeners have any ideas or comments on that interview, please send us an email, ottawamorning@cbc.ca. That was Steve Pomeroy. He's behind the Federation of Canadian Municipalities' new report on rental units. And Ray Sullivan is the executive director of the Centretown Citizens Ottawa Corporation, which is a social housing nonprofit.